The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
And here we are on a wonderful Sunday. It's almost the end. Today's a special day, too. Today's Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday. So you opened your hand and slapped somebody or what? No, I guess not. All right. Hi, I'm Al Breslov, sitting alongside Frank Mencia here on a Sunday afternoon at WCPT. Our phone number here, 773-763-9278. Facebook.com/WCPT. And you get to see our smiling faces while listening to us.
We're smiling, yes.
And, well, I'm smiling. I'm happy. We just got word. You know, we started the show about, what was it, about 5 years ago?
2019, five years.
Yeah, so it's like 5 years. And our original producer, when we started the show, we called her Lady B. And when you called in, that's who you talked to. Lady B had been gone for a while and moved to daytime. And then for a while, she wasn't around at all because she had cancer. We just saw her out in the hall. Lady B is cancer-free, so I am happy. I'm applauding for Lady B, and I'm so happy. And I gave her some tickets for her grandkids to go see a show at Marriott.
We're
happy with that. It's just everybody should know this is so much fun for Frank and I to be here all these years. But we are doing something called moving.
Yeah.
We're going to move on up an hour. Frank is going to have a rougher time getting here because it's going to have to wake up earlier on a Sunday. But we are going to move to 1 o'clock because a lot of the theaters have openings at 3 o'clock. Being on from 2 to 3, don't have a teletransporter, we don't have a computer that can send me or Frank to the theater, so we are now going to be able to go. So get Black Ensemble. We're going to be able to come and see those openings.
Put us back on for openings.
We'll be back there for those openings. So we're going to be starting on April 7th. So we have next week, we'll still be in this time slot. But on April 7th, we will be at 2, not at 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock. That will be our new time. So mark that down on your little calendars. I think it's going to be great. We're going to, next week, I'm going to come in a little early.
To see if you can do it?
No, I'm going to. I'm here on time. It's not you, Frank. But I'm going to come in, and Scott and I are going to have a little talk about the change and what we're going to do. I think we're going to have another ice cream thing. So out in Chicago and else, we're going to do a little more competing maybe along the way because we have some of the same people. Like today, they had somebody on that was talking about a play that just opened that we just have on our website, which is called The Brightest Thing in the World. Brightest Thing in the World is a play that deals with a topic that a lot of people are worried about on a regular basis. So it's the review is up at Around the Town Chicago. Julia did this particular one. All of the reviews of restaurants, of theaters, and articles, cabaret, it's always on that we have on here is at aroundthetownchicago.com, so you can find it. So I want someone to call 773-763-9278 and tell me what the subject matter of the brightest thing in the world is, and we'll give you a gift. That simple.
It. Very good.
Okay, we love giving away things, so that's not a problem at all. Last week, after the show, Jane and I went to Theo Ubike. We got to see my favorite music, which is Sondheim, and it's called the Sondheim Tribute Review. Frank, you got to go see it.
And he knows that I'm not a Sondheim lover.
It doesn't matter. Jane is not a Sondheim
lover.
Jane loved it. The only thing Jane wanted to make sure is that I didn't sing along. And I held myself. But Paul was sitting at our table. Paul Lesnick from WGM was sitting at our table. And Paul kept saying, Al, stop singing. I know you know the word. Don't sing. But it was such a delight. The five people in the show were just amazing. It was more of a cabaret. It's not a play, but it is a show. And what they do in the show, anybody who's ever seen Sondheim musicals knows that there's always a story behind it. Well, these people all told stories that relate to him and stories that related to their lives, why they chose theater, things that happened in their lives. It's just, this is at Theo Ubiquet, which is over on Howard Street, right at the border.
Right on that, depends on what side of the street you park on.
Right, you got to be careful parking. Where you park, because the meters are different, the laws are different, but it's a marvelous show. Now, if you can tell me the name of the lady who is in charge of the piano, the musical director, who plays the piano during this show, who does have some dialogue as well. Tell me her name, and we'll give you a pair of tickets to go see that show. 773-763-9278. So that's that one.
I'm looking at my schedule. I'm going, I might have to go like maybe Wednesday, because I'm looking.
I don't think they have a show on Wednesday, but other than that, you can try. You can go and sit there.
Unfortunately.
But they're not going to build a show around you.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is one of those weeks out of the calendar year for most.
Well, they just opened, so they're going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
All right, then I went Monday night. We went to the Marriott Theater. And we went there to see our good friend Heidi Ketterning do a brand new little show, which was really something special. It's called Something Wonderful. She told some wonderful stories about her years in theater. She brought up about Bernie Yvonne and how she worked with him and all the shows she's done. And would you believe that Heidi has done over 30 shows at Marriott, just
okay. Really,
and she's very young, so it's amazing all this. But the stories were great. Everything, it's part of this Artist Lounge, which is a series of different shows that are done at Marriott, Drury Lane.
That was just a one day show,
and they're all more people. They are doing special editions of Nat King Cole or Bing Crosby, and Heidi even does a thing where she does the Carpenters, Karen Carpenter. But this was a marvelous, marvelous evening. It was Heidi, you did great. I loved the show. I was glad to see how good the audience was, a mix of audience. It was people of all ages, and lots of people who said that they have seen you in shows, but they never saw you do anything like this, who said anytime that you're going to do a show like that, they're going to go back to see you. So you've got it.
She does a great cabaret show.
Yeah, well, she does. Okay, looks like we got somebody calling in, or we're not yet. Okay. All right, so then Wednesday night. Wait, so Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday night, we went out to one of my favorite towns, Aurora, to go to the Copley Theater, which is Paramount's
the street. Sister theater.
Sister theater. Now they're going to have a cousin and an aunt and an uncle. But right now, this is that really, really, when they do this mold series, and they do a play, they're doing a play, and that play is called A Streetcar Named Desire.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who are really into strength, you're going to see a marvelous, marvelous production. I really, really was impressed with it. It's a long play.
Yeah.
It's not one of these 90 minutes. I think Act 1 is more than 90 minutes. But it's a marvelous production. Now, I only have a pair of tickets to give away. You have to be able to go by next week.
Okay.
So I think there are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's 5 days. So if you can't go next week,
don't call.
Don't call in with an answer. But there was a movie made of this.
Of course. Yeah.
And in the movie, there was an actor who was just starting out. And that actor, everybody knows, it was Stella! Stella! Tell me his name. And you get those tickets. But don't call 773-763-9278 if you can't go, okay? Unless you're going to give them to somebody that you know can go, but don't waste them, okay? Too good a show. We don't want to waste them.
A Tennessee Williams show is one of those things that you don't want to waste tickets on.
Right, no. And for some people, it's a once-in-a-lifetime because there aren't that many plays around. Nobody's doing them on a regular basis. Some people have never heard of Tennessee Williams.
Really?
Yeah. Well, why would they?
Isn't that mandatory reading in high school?
I don't think so. I doubt very much that anyway. Mandatory reading. They don't want you to read anything now. They want you to. Who reads a book? Get it on your, what are you, Kindle. Kindle it. You can do all kinds of stuff.
Okay. I was surprised. I saw a Barnes & Noble in Old Orchard.
They're building more Barnes & Noble.
I was
so
shocked.
They're going to put up more. They used to be the other one, too. Now they're Crocs and Brindano. They're all.
They're coming back?
No, they're not coming back. All right, let's get Kelly. Kelly? Hello?
Jody?
Is it Kelly?
No, Jody?
How about Jody?
Oh, it says Kelly. I'm reading what it says. You want to change your name, Jody?
Jody, you're now Kelly for the next 1 minute.
We're going to change your name. Okay, Kelly?
Okay,
Jody. What can we do for you?
I was calling for the Sondheim tribute, the musical director, Carolyn Brady.
Ah, that is correct.
Very
okay.
Good.
All right, so stay on the line. And you can, this one, you're not limited. They'll work it out with you on whatever date the show just opened, okay?
Okay.
All right, so stay on the line, and Devin will get your information, and we'll take care of that for you.
Wonderful, thank you.
Thank you.
Very good, see?
Okay, so we got that one. All right. Okay, so let's see what else we still need somebody to tell me who went Stella!
Who did Stella?
All right, also, I do want to give away a pair of tickets to... you can either go to see, I guess it's Bill W. and Dr. Bob that we talked about.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I would like somebody to use these tickets. This is for next week. Well, actually, it's for Thursday. I'm going to give you an exact date. It is for Thursday, the 28th. I've got a pair of tickets. If you want to go, if you have somebody in your family who is an alcoholic that you need... Probably, if you have problems
along.
Dealing with it, this may be a perfect thing for you to watch, to learn, and to be able to go forward. So if you can go on Thursday to the Biograph Theater and to see this show, and it's a marvelous, marvelous show, it will open your eyes. It's 90 minutes.
Just roughly,
and
yeah.
It's well done. It hits the point. Call 773-763-9278. And the tickets are yours. You don't have to answer any questions. Just, I want you to be able to go see this show because I was so impressed with this show. And I'm hopefully going to add more dates to it and keep it here longer. But it's such a good show. And
really,
especially if you have some problem in your family or friend that you feel this, it will help you to be able to cope a little better because it really is designed to help you.
Now, have you gone yet to see I Am Not a Comedian yet?
I am not. I have not. Have you?
Not yet.
Okay.
I think Paul did,
but I'm going to try to fit it in while they're still here because I really, really want to see it. I've only seen it three times, and I almost got the lines memorized. So I'm almost ready to replace you, Ronnie. I'll come in and do it. I couldn't do that.
You know, I give it to any actor that can memorize those memorize lines and do them right, because that's my hardest thing is memorizing anymore.
Memorizing? You don't even read the stuff that's written for you. As hard as that goes. All right. So, let's see what we're going to do here. I want to talk about Cirque du Soleil.
That's
okay.
Right.
There's a brand new Cirque du Soleil that closes today, but is moving to Milwaukee.
Okay.
And what it was an interesting show. It is designed to be the first Cirque du Soleil on ice.
So tell me, did anybody fall?
No. Well, Jane and I fell getting out. No, kidding around. But what happened was, it's more of, instead of calling it a Cirque du Soleil on ice, they really should call it an ice show, like an ice capades, with a little bit of Cirque du Soleil in it.
So there's nobody jumping up high or trampling?
Well, there are things that they do where they have a pole and people are bouncing on the poles and flying around. They had a lady on a trapeze.
Okay.
They had a little bit of that kind of stuff. But the majority of the show is beautiful ice skating. Some very clever ice skating. It's some tricky things.
There's some beautiful things you can do on ice.
Yeah,
ice
you
skates.
Can, but it's not. I think the billing of it was calling it a Cirque du Soleil on ice. I think it's an ice capades with a little bit. And my review is up on it. At bowling this morning, one of the people bowling on the other team was taking his grandkids, I guess, to go see it today. Okay. And he said he'll report back next week. I said, I took one of our regular listeners who had won a contest that we couldn't deliver on. I sent him and his wife to go, and they sat with us. And they thanked me. They thought it was, they've never been to a Cirque du Soleil. So for them, it wasn't like a Cirque du Soleil.
They've been around such a long time not to have seen anything.
Right. Well, some people are not big on that stuff. But it right now the show is today is going to be at the Now Center, which used to be the Sears Poplar Creek thing.
Western suburbs.
Hoffman Estates. Yeah. And it's really a cool place. I like the building. It's a little weird that they have parking is cash only. In the building, no cash. So they really confuse the people who go there. You got to bring a certain amount of money to park, but you can't use any money inside. All the any food, any drinks, whatever you buy, only by credit card. And then you got in line, and the credit card machine wasn't working. I thought, what would happen if they have 18,000 people in here and no power? That's it. They can't sell you anything. They got to give it away.
We've gone. It's weird. Some people want to go cashless, but you know you can't if you're offering. You got to do stuff. You know,
well, all the stadiums are doing it cashless. They're all doing it cashless. So meanwhile, the show is a decent show. It's kind of fun, and it is moving to Milwaukee starting on the 28th through the 31st at FeeServe Forum, which is where. I think that's where the basketball court and all that, that's where they play there. So that all the information and the link is at Around the Town Chicago. So if you go there, you will find the link that will take you right to get the tickets. You can buy tickets off there and do the whole shot, okay? All right, so who else do we have? We have some other calls on, so let's grab a call. Who do we have, Mary?
Yes, Mary Beth.
Is this Mary Beth?
Yes.
Okay. Mary Beth. Okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
We're great. What answer do you have for us?
Well, I actually like the Biograph show on Thursday, but I also want to see A Streetcar Named Desire, and I know who that actor was.
Who was that famous actor?
That was Marlon Brando.
All right. Well, that's where you're going. You're going out to Aurora.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so stay on the line, and we'll get your information, and we'll get you out to Aurora to see that marvelous show, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so I think the next person must have had that answer or whatever and hung up.
Oh.
Okay, remember, you always win something if you stay on the line.
Wait till the other person
We'll send you for dinner. We'll send you somewhere. We'll do something for you. So, you know, that's part of the thing that we do here.
And Marlo, is he the only one that's still alive from that? He's still alive, Marlon Brando.
I don't know. You got a computer?
No, he is dead.
Yeah, yes. I would think he died.
Yes, he's got it.
He was young in 59. He was only in his 20s.
Yeah, he died in 2004.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would say, you know, if you don't, there's a thing called Google, and all you got to do is Google it instead of asking that question, you would have had the answer. Look how fast he had the answer.
But he'd be 100.
Would he really?
In a week, he'd be 100.
I really thought he was like in his early 20s when he did that movie because he was so young.
Well, he did it on Broadway first, you know.
Oh, see?
That's where he started. He went to the Actors Studio. He was one of the method actors back then in those days where you had to experience things. You couldn't play it if you couldn't really do it.
Those were the people that would lock themselves in an attic so they know what the feeling is like or
right. No, listen, I did a play. I did of Mice and Men.
Okay.
But I was going to school at Goodman. And in order for me to feel like Lenny, I literally went and stayed on Skid Row.
Really?
For two nights. They had a person with me, but I talked with these people. I watched these people and saw the people hiding stuff and worried about somebody taking their things at night. I stayed up almost 100% of the time.
Oh,
it was like very hard to go to sleep. I didn't trust anybody, anything at any time.
Did you get a glove and a little mouse?
No, I didn't do that. I did that for the show, though. We did that for the show. By the way, I also, over the weekend, you know, we finally finished Jane's birthday.
Yes, oh, good.
We had some friends from St. Louis. Patty and Fred Steinbach came in from out of town. So if they're driving back to St. Louis now, if you're still in range, because it's a 50,000-watt Sunday, if you're still in range, thank you for the dinner last night. It was a wonderful, wonderful dinner.
How did you fill all this in, Jane's birthday stuff, and still go to all these shows and stuff?
Because I have energy.
I don't know how you
did it. I'm loaded with energy. I don't know what to do with all my energy sometimes. It gets me crazy. Gets me crazy, and you could drive a person crazy. That's from a Sondheim song. Okay, so do we have somebody on the... Okay, somebody in Evanston, right, Andy? Andy on Central Street in Evanston, right?
Hi, Andy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You're
I know exactly.
Am I right? Are you on Central Street?
Yes, I am. Central Park.
Oh, good. There's some great little restaurants there.
There's a bakery that's supposed to be really, really good that's on Central.
Isn't it? There's also Foodstuffs. Foodstuffs is one of the oldest places where you can get a lot of...
Yeah, that's Gordon. That's the guy that used to be Creighton Barrel. That was his wife's place.
Yeah.
All right, so what can we do for you, Andy?
The bakery you're referring to, it's Hewn, H-E-W-N.
Right.
That's it. Because
it's fabulous.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the best.
There's a new coffee shop that opened up. There's a coffee bakery. There used to be a art restoration place on Central right before you got to the bank. And now that, I went there.
Which bank? There's probably 10 banks on Central.
On the corner of Green Bay and Central.
Green
there's
Bay,
two banks. And then about 100 feet west, there was an art restoration place that was great for any type of paintings and all that. Then I went there because I wanted to bring in a painting, and it's a coffee bakery shop. And it's like, boy, things go out of business, you know.
They do. Well, it was there probably there 20 years before you finally got into put it in your car and took it there.
I mean, the last time I went there was probably maybe 15 years ago to get some artwork framed and stuff. But I thought the family took over after the owner passed away.
That.
But no.
All right, so Andy, now that Frank has done with his dissertation,
a little history on Central. What do you got for us?
There are two coffee places. There are Tags and Backlot Coffee.
Oh, my God. Everything's so new on that street. You know,
the things change, and you don't.
Okay. Exactly.
And here's the thing. Al and I both went to school in Evanston. So I used to live in Skokie, right there on the border of, you know, was it East Prairie Road and Goff. So I was very familiar with it, and it's all changed to me now.
Yeah, that'll happen. Sure. They weren't waiting for you.
They're not waiting for me.
So, Andy, now that we've got this dissertation, you called us. So
you called us. What do you have an answer for?
Cirque du Soleil. I have never been to Cirque du Soleil.
Really?
Wow.
I would love to see.
I don't have tickets for that. I didn't offer anything.
I thought you did.
No, I just was telling you, I was just talking about it, and it's going up to Milwaukee. It's really more of an ice cream. But the fact that you called in and you live in Evanston, so we're going to send you to Koi for some sushi, okay?
Do you know where Koi is, the old Chandler building?
Of course, I do.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll just leave your address and everything. We'll put the certificate in. You're going to get it's the best sushi. I believe she does a great job.
So
we'll send you over to Koi. That's located right on Davis Street in downtown Evanston. Okay.
And see a true Evanstonian.
Thank you.
Very good. Stay on the line. Don't hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a true Evanstonian would know that's the Chandler building.
Yeah,
that's
it still says it on the building,
does
by the way. That's where I went for my books when I was in high school. I went to Nichols Junior High School in Evanston. I was in Evanston before you. Way before. Then I went to ETHS.
It was just one school.
It was one school. They didn't break it up. They didn't
have the four buildings yet.
No. It was a big school, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I got lost, like, right away. It's easy to get lost there. And then I went back when I went to Kendall. I was back in Evanston because Kendall, before it became a culinary school, was a junior college.
It was a nice junior college. Yeah. And it also went to a four-year college, which most people don't remember, but it offered a degree in U.S. history. What the that was hell were they thinking?
When I left, it was only a junior college.
It was
college.
Just 2 years.
Yeah,
out.
It was a gateway to Northwestern or anywhere else, but could you get an associate degree, and it all counts. So it was the beauty of that. Okay, we're going to take a little break here, and then after we come back, we're going to, there's a lot of people remember Peter Pan. Okay,
yes,
and Peter Pan, most people remember it for Mary Martin that did the show, and then Sandy Duncan, and they did it on TV, and they've done it at the theater. And now they've brought it back in a little change in the rendition of what's going on. And Frank and I came in here Friday, and we got to talk to Tiger Lily. That's a character.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and she is a dynamite lady that we talked to. Her name is Ray Zaragoza, and we're going to talk to her when we come back. But we'll see you on the other side. You're listening to Around the Town Chicago on WCPT. Busy at work? Busy with kids? Have no time to cook? Or maybe you're tired of planning different meals for each family member? Tired of expensive delivery companies that require membership? The answer is here. The answer is Meal Village. Meal Village, Chicagoland's fresh and local meal delivery service, delivers ready-to-eat meals direct from their local cloud kitchen to your home. Heat and eat in 3 minutes. Meal Village cooks prepared meals from scratch and delivers to over 80 communities around Chicago. There's something for everyone. Entrees, kids' meals, soups, salads, desserts, and even breakfasts. It's easy to order. From their website, www.mealvillage.com, by downloading the Meal Village app to your mobile device, or if you prefer, call 1-888-610-2232. Their friendly and local customer service reps will guide you through placing your order. Meal Village, fresh, local, delivered. We all know Jake on the State Farm commercials. You know, the young man in the red knit shirt and khaki pants. Have you ever seen him? Well, in reality, Jake is any agent for State Farm. They care about you and your family. Their job is to find the best program for your car, home, and life. They are all Jake, and my Jake is Dan De La Cruz, with offices in Villa Park at 100 East Roosevelt Road, 630-516-0092, and 7900 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, 847-324-9595. I have watched Dan grow his agency over the years, and in my opinion, he's the true representation of State Farm's Jake. If you need someone to look at your coverage, show you the best program that dollar for dollar will do what's best for your family, call my Jake, Dan De La Cruz, at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there. Do you love your pet? Of course you do. Now you can really show your love by offering them farm-to-pet treats. 100% yummy treats that are made with zero fillers. Yes, the ingredients are 100% natural, and that's what it takes to bring a smile to your pet's face and health to their tummies. Well, 100% human grade and free of all antibiotics and hormones. It's all natural, all healthy, and most important, yummy for the tummy. Check out www.farmtopettreats.com. I know your pet will love you for them. Having computer problems? Let's face it, we all hit snags in working our magic. So when this happens, call the experts at Liberty Computer Center. They have been serving the Chicagoland area for over 40 years, assisting small businesses, healthcare providers, schools, attorneys, and yes, even your host on this show. They made my problems disappear quickly and affordable. We know that we rely on our computers, so why not have an IT specialist at your ready? Call Liberty Computer Center, 847-824-7050. That's 847-824-7050. And relax, your problems will be solved.
This is Paul Lisnick, and you are listening to Around the Town Chicago.
And we are back. I want to remind people, Meal Village is a great place. This week I've had some unbelievable meals. I had cheesy meatloaf.
Oh, you love that meatloaf.
I had a burrito, a breakfast burrito, that was so big. I probably could have had three or four people share it. Everything was in there. It was meat and eggs and potatoes and ham and
it's amazing what you can put in a breakfast burrito.
Oh, it is. So mealvillage.com. Go there and take a look and see if they deliver to your zip code. If they do, call us at 773-763-9278 and tell Devin you're hungry. All you got to do, I need two callers to call in, say I'm hungry. We will send you a gift certificate to try some of their meals. And here's the thing. If you've been a Meal Village customer, don't do this because they won't do it. You can't be a customer. You have to be new. They're looking to bring new people. Well, they're looking to build a business. They're always looking for that. And we want to make sure that you get to try their food, and you get to try it, then you'll probably want to do it. Frank has been trying to get them to get it.
But listen, if you're driving your car, don't spend time on Google. Just call, and we'll look up your
zip code. And the other thing is, what's your zip code, Frank?
I'm 60634.
All right. So if you're looking for a part-time job, and you live in 60634, you can call Meal Village, and they will give you the job. They'll give you the territory. You get paid per delivery. You get some tips. You get a guy like Frank, he'll give you a big tip.
If you're a yard worker who knows how to build a deck, and you live in the 606 before, give us a call.
Okay. I also want to tell people about Meal Village, but I want to tell people about Farm to Pet.
I love that
They
place.
Have added a spring gift guide. Okay, so if you go to their website, not only will it be their extra treat toppers, and they have a leash adventure set. They have spring bandanas. They have chew proof dog bed.
Really? Is there such real?
I don't know, but I'm looking at their catalog, and wow, they have a customized tumbler. This is, they've really gone big. So
really?
All you got to do is go to farm2pettreats.com, take a look and see all this marvelous, marvelous stuff.
Okay. I'm surprised they got something next to. I have two toys for Angel. One, she came with from the orphanage, you know, but that's what I have to call those places. She chewed the heck out of that. I have to get some needle and thread and re-sew it because it's torn apart. But whatever you got as a gift for her, that little piggy, she spends all day with that, and she can't chew anything off of that, so it's perfect. That is the best toy that is not, that's chew-proof.
All right. So let's take we got an interview to do, but let's take these calls. All right, who do we have? Dorothy?
Dorothy?
Yep, that's me.
Hi, Dorothy. Yep. How are you?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Okay. All right, Devin, take that one over.
What zip code are you in?
No, she's already checked.
Oh, you're already checked. Good.
Okay.
I'm in Vernon Hills. I already checked.
Oh, very good.
Okay, then you stay on the line. Devin will get your information, okay? And we'll
thank
go to,
you.
Oh, Donna.
They'll go all the way to Vernon Hills, but not Portage Park.
They don't go to you. Donna, how are you?
How are you doing, Donna?
I am so hungry.
Really? All right. Devin, get ready. You got another hungry person coming to you. Okay. So I also want to go. So let's get that. And let's go to, we have a tape that we had to do because we have, when we deal with actors and actresses,
they're only available
certain times because they're on stage right now. So it'd be hard to, okay, audience, sit still. We got to talk to Around the Town Chicago.
Around the Town is the number one station in Chicago. We need to talk to them first.
I want you guys to listen to this very interesting thing. This is Tiger Lily This is her name is Ray Zaragoza. I believe that's right. And pay attention. We'll talk to you on the other side. All right, we are meeting now with a young lady, Ray Zaragoza. How are you, Ray?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Ray is in the company of Peter Pan, and she's got a crow. Bah, 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 bah. I had to do that. which is going
fantastic.
To be here in Chicago at the Niederlander March 26th. Which is right around the corner till April 7th. So my understanding is that Chicago is going to be seeing a little different Peter Pan than what we've seen before.
Yes, our Peter Pan is a Peter Pan for a new generation. There's been a lot of amazing updates by the additional playwright, Larissa Fasthorse. There's so much more to love in this show while also remaining nostalgic, and it's the Peter Pan you still know and love, but with some really exciting updates.
Right, because I know that I'm sure the technological part, they're able to do a lot of things that they couldn't do over the years, but you know, now they can, with videos and projections and flying equipment.
True.
It should be I'm looking forward to seeing it, just to see all the technical stuff. But my question has always been, because I go back, I'm a lot older than you are, and I remember a lot of things that were going on about Peter Pan with the pirates and the Indians, because you're playing Tiger Lily, and tell my audience, our audience, a little bit about Tiger Lily.
Sure. So, you know, Tiger Lily is a whole new and empowered woman in this new Peter Pan. Originally Tiger Lily was the daughter of the leader of the tribe, the daughter of the chief, and she was pretty silent, didn't really have as much empowerment as she does in our version. Now she is the leader of the tribe herself, and the tribe consists of people from all over the world who come to Neverland to preserve their cultures. So our tribe is incredibly diverse, and Tiger Lily is the leader, and she's amazing and badass, and she helps Peter take down Hook. So, okay. Yeah.
Wasn't Tiger Lily always secretly in love with Peter Pan?
I mean, I think that that's
crush.
Something everyone could argue. I don't know. I don't think so. I always thought that it was more the Wendy storyline, but I think that like that Tiger Lily is one of the characters that challenges how everyone adores Peter, and everyone is always, you know, Peter, everything. The Lost Boys are always adoring Peter, but I think Tiger Lily is the one to challenge that, and so. She's always keeping Peter in check.
Yeah, part of it, if I'm not mistaken, back in the old version of the book, she does the thing where Peter Pan is going to save me. He's a best friend. He's a nice friend. And the whole tribe seems to think of him as the great white father, which is what Barry had originally was going to call the story. The original story was the great white father. I don't know
I
if you
no
knew
idea
that.
About that. And I'm very glad that our version has taken some strides away from that.
If you think about it, it was 1904.
I mean, we're talking over 100 years
over
ago.
100 years
and I didn't
ago.
See Peter Pan wow. back then, but I saw it with Mary Martin on TV the first time they showed it. So that shows you how old I am, and that was way back
in the
60s.
There was also a cartoon version
and
Disney
there's always
did.
The cartoons and stuff.
So it's been around for a while. I've read the books to my grandkids and to my own kids, and of course I grew up with Peter Pan a little bit. I tried to fly once too.
I kept looking
for Tinkerbell. I couldn't find her.
We all did.
Yeah.
I actually stuck a rope on a belt around my waist, and I tried to jump off and see if I could fly. And my mom yelled at me after that.
So you guys are going to be in town for a very short period of time, and we're going to see a great new version, and we're going to see a lot of changes. And it's Nolan Almeida, is that the name of the person playing Peter?
Yep, he's incredible.
Okay,
he's a true young talent.
Okay, and then we have Cody Garcia as Captain Hook. I'm Captain Hook, I'm looking for Peter Pan.
tick tock, tick tock. This should be fun. I can't wait to see it.
All right, so let's tell everybody when it is and where it is. Okay, so we know we're going to be at the Nederlander, and that's on Randolph, March 26th through April 7th. And the tickets are available. You go to BroadwayInChicago.com. It's every night, 7 o'clock, Tuesday through Thursday, 7 o'clock, Friday, 7:30, Saturday at 2 and at 7:30, Sunday at 1 o'clock. Tickets start at $45, which is perfect. You know, for a family to go. And then on March 31st, there's going to be an extra show at 6:30. And on April 3rd, there will be a 1 o'clock show in addition to the other. So they're trying to get in as many shows as they can on a tour, because then they go, where do you go next from Chicago?
After Chicago, we go to D.C.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So it's a nice little bit of travel.
Oh, perfect. How long
do you think you'll be on the road with this?
You can see all of our tour dates at peterpanontour.com. The tour goes on for a while. We are going to be going all over the country, and actually crossing over to Mexico. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it should be fun then.
Okay. You are, you're from LA. Is that where you live?
Yes. Yes. Okay. LA.
And so, I understand you have a studio album called Hold That Spirit.
Yes, I do. I'm usually what I'm doing is touring as a singer-songwriter and a music artist. And so I have an album that came out last year called Hold That Spirit. It's my third studio album. And yeah, when I'm not on stage performing in Peter Pan as Tiger Lily, I'm on stage performing as Ray Zaragoza, the recording artist.
Okay, cool. So they call you, according to what I'm told, one of the freshest and most compelling voices in folk music. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
This is cool. All right. So I'm glad to talk. I'm going to be there, I think, Wednesday night.
I'm going to be there Wednesday,
too. And we're going to bring you a coffee mug that says Around the Town Chicago. And Frank has
awesome.
A pen.
I still have
pen.
Some pens.
We will
yes.
give it. We'll give it to the people from Broadway in Chicago, so you'll have a remembrance of our conversation.
Hopefully,
and we'll
the weather
send you a
will
as well.
I would love that.
Hopefully, the weather will improve.
I'm looking forward to seeing you and seeing Tiger Lily and Peter Pan
on
Wednesday night. So, anything special that we should be looking for in addition?
I mean, there's just so much magic in this show. You're going to have a great time. Yeah, I can't wait to see you there.
All right, we'll
see
be
you there.
There. So we will see you on Wednesday, and enjoy Chicago. I don't know if you're here yet, but the weather has had a little bit of a change. We had 70 degrees last week, and now we have snow. It's Chicago,
well,
Chicago, that wonderful town.
It'll warm up by Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll be there. Wednesday, we'll get you better dry weather, okay?
Great.
Good.
Great
all
talking
right, well,
to
warm.
You.
All right. It was a pleasure
great
meeting you, Ray.
You.
I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
All right. See you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, it's always something special to talk to these people that are on the road, because it's a hard knock life. I mean, but, you know, they go to this town, they go to that town, they're everywhere, and it's kind of nice that you get a chance to meet them. So when you're watching them on the stage, you have a little different feeling because you've talked to them, and we don't get to do like Paul Lisnick and actually meet them face to face. And he gets to steal one of their items so he can put it in his little trophy case. Okay, so I want to remind people, when I was talking about the Heidi Ketterny show, there are other shows that are going to be at Marriott. Swinging on a Star, which is going to be the Bing Crosby show, is going to be coming up in September. And then on December 9th and 10th, there is Christmas with the King. Guess who the King is?
Which King?
Christmas with the King. Who do you think that would be?
I would think it's be a Southern King who's dead, who died from a...
Well, yeah, probably.
It is him? Okay.
Okay. Right. So, Frank did the flyover.
I loved it. Al went first.
Twice I've gone.
You've been twice now. I enjoyed it. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. We actually did a lot of filming. I put some stuff on Facebook, and then tonight we're supposed to try and put this up onto the website and get the website working so we get it up on Al's thing. But it was a wonderful. It's a 10. You're in there for 10
9 minutes.
Nine minutes.
I timed it. Both times, exactly 9 minutes. There was no deviation whatsoever.
Didn't deviate whatsoever. No. But you know what? You really feel like you're moving around and stuff.
Well, you are moving around. You don't just feel it. You are moving. Ask my wife. She'll be happy to explain to you that she closed her eyes because she was, she's afraid of heights. It does go up. It does go down. You are flying around, but it is the coolest 9 minutes that you'll ever have in the air. I got to tell you.
Yeah, Mike had to hold on twice because he's holding a camera at the same time. He didn't want to drop
it. Strapped on a camera to him, somehow strapped it on. Some of the people that were there from the press when I was there had the cameras.
They had the GoPros.
Yeah, they had whatever it was hooked up to them. They didn't have to use their hands at all.
Yeah, so we brought the small one, so we were able to do it that way. We had a hook type thing with it, so it worked out fine that way. But it was a wonderful experience. I really, really enjoyed it.
And you also went this week to Titanic. We're going on Thursday, so we're going to wait till next Sunday.
Till next week.
So we can talk about this wonderful exhibit that is trying to, that is taking the old Bloomingdale's and making it a viable place.
The whole first floor of that Bloomingdale's building. So
the question I had, does it have, it's only on one floor?
It's all on one floor of Bloomingdale's, yes.
So you don't have to go up and down?
The only time you go up something is if you want to do the staircase. Remember the famous staircase in the movie with the clock where you're supposed to
do they have the thing where you hold the, when you did the thing, they have their,
they have that
the front of the boat?
Yes.
Dang, get prepared for that one.
And here's the only thing. When you did flyover, you know how you got your picture for free? That's included in the price. They don't do that for Titanic. So they charge you what you would have paid for a ticket almost. It's $25 for a picture.
Yeah, that's kind of... the thing that they gave you at the flyover is if you could download it and then do it what you want with it later. If you actually wanted a physical picture, you paid for it.
You paid for
it,
okay.
Okay, so there's two different things. That everybody has to make a living, Frank.
I know.
I don't know what it costs them to take an empty store and build a Titanic in there. And as long as it doesn't sink, then you're okay.
They did a nice job because at the very end,
Don't spoil it.
It's nice. So okay. We'll talk about it on next Sunday, which is Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Which we're here.
Which will be our last Sunday at this time.
Yes.
Okay, remind people, next week we will be 2 o'clock till 3. After that, it's moving on up.
Yep.
To the 1 o'clock time.
I set my clock today just to give it a try.
I'm so excited because I then we can get to go to all these openings again, and we can do some neat stuff. All right, so we're going Monday night. We're going tomorrow night to the Jeff Awards.
That's the Jeff Awards.
I'm going to Steppenwolf on Tuesday night. We're going to Peter Pan
on Wednesday.
We're going to Jersey Boys on Thursday. Going to Steppenwolf again on Friday night for Unfair Advantage. Going Saturday to see Love Song. And then I'm going to spend Easter Sunday here. And then are we coming to your house for dinner for Easter?
You're more than welcome.
Jane, write that down. We're having Easter. But I want to talk about another holiday, which is coming up real quick, Passover. And I want to tell people, if you are Jewish and celebrating Passover, but you don't have a big family and you don't know what to do as far as dinners and all that. Mm-hmm. A lot of restaurants have Passover
Seders
and dinner. So I know the Continental Restaurant in Buffalo Grove has been doing it for years. But our friend Sarah over at the Prairie Grass is
doing
it. Not only is she doing it in the restaurant, but for those who don't want to mix with other people that just want to be, maybe there's just a couple, you can get a dinner for two and just pick it up and have and then take it home and enjoy that dinner and have the Passover Seder, all the meal. All the wonderful brisket and all the good matzo ball soup and the apple kugel and everything you want right there. Or you can, if you need to just buy ingredients, you can buy her chicken liver, you can buy apple kugel, you can buy flourless chocolate cake, you can buy wines, you can do it all. So all you got to do is call Sarah.
People like to do things like in their home and stuff, but you know what? Sometimes you need to get out and get a table and meet other people.
But you have a choice. Okay, so their number at Prairie Grass is 847-205-4433. We're going to be with our family on the first night, but we're going to celebrate the second night, and we're going to pick up the food from Sarah, and we're going to do it so Jane and I can have a very intimate just the two of us celebrating and thinking about all these things and not having to worry about a kid's table and an old people's table and whose table and the dogs running around begging for food. Just the two of us, but we're going to do that.
That's the nice way of doing it.
So are you going to any plays next week?
Let's see. I think I'm doing. I know Wednesday I'm going to.
Well, I know
Peter
that.
Pan, and I'm trying to get one more in there because the problem is Thursday and Saturday and Sunday with Easter are all 3 days spent in a church and stuff. So that puts a damper on things. It's like Passover. You're going to be stuck. Don't you have to go to the synagogue for 2 of those days or something?
Why?
You don't have to pray.
To eat. No, you pray that the food tastes good. You pray that everybody shows up on time. You pray that the wine doesn't go away.
So it's only.
We're not lighting candles here. We don't have to do all that.
It's not like Yom Kippur where you have to spend all day in the church and stuff.
No, we don't go to church on Yom Kippur. We go to the synagogue. But we spend the whole day. That's a fasting day. We fast for that one. We don't fast for most of the Jewish holidays. It's eat as much as you want. Eat as much as you want, as often as you want. It's only Yom Kippur that you can't. All the rest of them, it's always about a meal.
Our fasting is on Friday. So it's like last Friday, I had another.
Wait, every Friday you have to fast?
Just during Lent, during those 40 days.
Oh.
So I had my pepper egg cheese sandwich. When did something like that go up in price? It's like everything nowadays.
Everything went up in price. Are you buying gas for your car?
I cry now whenever I fill up. It's $50.
Well, that's about right. That's
but
about
right. I go till it goes to empty. You probably fill up at the halfway point, right?
Well, yeah. Every so often, I drive by. I go certain gas stations that I know are less money, so I work my way around to go that way.
All I know is the gas stations around my house in the last 3 weeks have gone up 29 cents. It's ridiculous.
Well, everybody's going up again. They know they can. This is holiday time. It's break time. All the kids people are going on trips. People are traveling. Hey, let's charge them more. We can do it because they're going.
I was surprised today going to church because I had to go downtown for church. It only took 25 minutes. Traffic was wonderful on the expressway, except coming back. It was all crowded. By noon, it was crowded.
Of course, yeah. Well, a lot of people sleep in the morning. They don't, they don't get up early on Sunday.
But Sunday mornings, I don't get up until I roll over at like 5 to 9 to turn WGN so I can watch Paul's show. Today, I had to go to church at 9, so I actually had to get up at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Wow, that's a real shame.
I had to feed the dog.
A real shame. So we're going to be talking about Blue Man Group. I want to let people know the show is still around.
Unbelievable.
And it's a perfect spring break family outing.
It's a wonderful show.
It's just so much fun. Little, and it doesn't matter what language you speak because they don't speak any.
Yeah, it's one of those shows where there's no words spoken.
When your friends come in from Europe or from wherever and they say, what do we do? What do we do? You take them to Blue Man Group because everybody understands everything. It's all visual.
And they redid the show really well. I think it was last year that they did the new version of the show. It was actually done very nice.
And if you think about it, it's comedy. It's theater. It's a rock concert.
It's everything.
It's like everything that you can want. And I think, was it 2 hours?
It's 2 hours. Yeah. And it's beautifully. And if you sit in the first 10 rows, then
you can get wet. You might get a little paint.
They'll give you a poncho to wear. But yeah, I learned that. Did you ever stay?
Wait, let's quickly say. Anybody who has never seen Blue Man Group. If you've never seen Blue Man Group, call 773-763-9278 and tell me the name of the person I said at the very beginning of the show is cancer-free. Okay.
Very good.
Tell me her name and I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Blue Man Group. How's that?
That's a good
one. All right, 773-763-9278. We're racing with the clock.
I got a trivia question for you. So Peter Pan came out in 1904.
No, it didn't come out. It was written.
No. What came first? Here's your trivia question. What came first, the play or the novel?
It was a play first.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah.
I wasn't around in 1904. I came a little bit later. I know there are days that I feel like I was there, but I wasn't there, Frank. Don't blame me for anything.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was written because this guy befriended a family of five kids, and he had to come up with little bedtime stories for these kids, and that's how he came up with the whole story of Peter Pan. Yeah. But he did it as a play first, and then...
You know that I worked for a company, and the gentleman that owned the company, his name was George Beslow, not Breslow, Beslow. He had... Here's his kids. He had a son named Peter, a daughter named Wendy, a son named Michael.
Really?
And a son named, what was the other name?
Oh, God. And I just erased everything. Oh, I can't believe you made me do that. Oh, God. It's right.
John. It's John.
There is a John in there.
Yeah, it is. That's the name. Yeah, John.
John.
Yeah. That's what all of his kids were named.
They named him after. They couldn't come up with a family name.
His favorite, his office had Peter Pan things on the office walls.
Boy, guess what? They're playing our song.
Okay, happy Palm Sunday, everybody. We will see you next week. We have a great week. We'll see you on Easter Sunday, and we'll be here.
I'm gonna bring in some treats.
Oh, goody, goody, goody.